We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, sponsored by Wink Hartman and the Hartman Group of Companies. You can always listen to us by downloading the Odyssey app or telling your smart speaker to play KNSS Radio. If you ever miss an episode, just visit knssradio.com. You'll find links to podcasts of all our previous episodes there. And, of course, make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook page and follow me on Twitter at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. Well, as we said earlier in the show, the August 3rd primary is Tuesday. And after a year when schools have been closed and some districts are incorporating controversial topics like critical race theory into their curriculum, some local school board races are finally drawing the attention of a lot of local voters. One of those candidates running for the USD 259 Wichita School Board is Hazel Stabler. She is a clothing designer and small business owner who in 2019 became the first Kansan and the first Native American to show a collection at the New York Fashion Week. She grew up and attended school in Emporia, has lived in Wichita's District 6 for 8 years. She has worked as a paraeducator for the district for 3 years and serves on both the Mays High Fashion Apparel and Interior Design Pathway Advisory Committee and as an executive steering committee that supports education and cultural programming and events at Botanica Gardens. Hazel, thank you for joining us this evening.
Hi, thank you for having me.
No, it's my pleasure. And let me ask you this. I've seen your background. I read a little bit about your history. It seems like you've got lots of plates and, you know, irons in the fire. Reminder, the job doesn't pay. It comes with lots of headaches and no pay. Why run for school board at this point?
Well, as a parent of five kids, I've always been involved in their school, and I was a room mom, PTO president. I volunteered when I could. I always paid attention to their curriculum, and I basically pretty much everything that was going on in their school. So when my husband and Hollis and I retired and moved back to Kansas 8 years ago, I had just closed a small business, and I really wanted to get a little job so I could meet people and get involved in the community. And I have a couple of relatives who work for 259. They told me there were some job openings, so I applied, and I was hired first as a lunch lady. And I wasn't just a lunch lady. I got involved with the Parent Association and volunteered in the classrooms. And the next year, the principal offered me a position as an LRE para. And so for the next 2 years, I worked in the classroom at a Title I school. The teachers were just awesome, and they made the best from what they had to work with. And to me, it was a real concern, the lack of support as far as classroom materials that they had. They were spending a lot of their own money to make up the difference. And every day, I would come home and complain to my husband, and he'd say, "You should run for school board. So now's the time. I want to be a voice for students, parents, and teachers, and our students have a right to a solid education that prepares them to be viable and successful citizens.
Well, you know, as we've seen tonight, we talked with Dave Traubert earlier. There are certain resources that the district is making available to teachers, including from the 1619 Project, Black Lives Matter stuff, critical race theory. Please tell me that's not the type of resource material that you're interested, that you would support. I mean, do you support teaching critical race theory to our students? I would assume not.
No, absolutely not. Well, first of all, as a Native American, you know, I've always believed that true history should be taught. I think students should have a full understanding of our nation's past. And
absolutely, warts and all. I mean, let's teach the truth, but not the slanted truth that they want to teach.
Exactly. So CRT assumes that our society is layered, like in terms of race and other intersexual differences. And so I think this is a divisive philosophy. And the truth is that all doors to success are open to those with individual ability, determination, and vision.
I love that philosophy. No. That is it in a nutshell. If the doors are open, you just have to walk through them. But you have to do the work that's necessary to get there. And critical race theory teaches you you're a victim or a victimizer, and therefore you're owed or you owe. And that's not the way that we should be raising our children.
No, it is not.
Let me ask you this. You know, the education establishment, the folks from the KNEA, KESB, they've got this tradition in Kansas suing taxpayers for more money with taxpayer money. What are your thoughts along those lines? Do you think Kansas schools are adequately funded? Do you think they need more money? Where are you on the whole school funding issue?
So, no, I don't think it's about money. Every year there's an increase of funds that's allocated for the students. And student performance hasn't made any significant progress. In fact, 80% of our kids are performing under grade level. And so it's not about more money. It's about how the money is spent. The school board needs to be proactive in making common sense decisions. And look, the education experience we're giving our students has a direct effect on our future and the future of our kids and our grandkids. And John, I understand USD 259 used to be an innovative educational leader in our region, and I'd like to push our school board to take the risk to lead once again.
One of the things that, and I love that I've got a female candidate for school board on, because one of the things that I think that we're really hurting some of the girls in our school districts with the way that some in the left in particular are prejudicing our girls' sports. Do you support bills like the Fairness in Women's Sports Act, which the legislature passed but the governor vetoed, that would promote fairness in girls and women's sports by banning transgender athletes for participating in school sports that don't align with their biological gender? I mean, you're putting boys on girls' teams. Right? And yes, we're talking about locker rooms and bathrooms and that kind of stuff, but it's not about that. It's about putting them at a competitive disadvantage, and it's not fair to the young female athletes.
I absolutely agree. I was a college gymnast. My daughter was a four-year softball player at Northwestern, and there is no way that a female can compete fairly, that a transgender can compete fairly with females. It's just not biological possible.
I'm so glad to hear that, and especially from both a female athlete yourself and your daughter, because that is the perspective I think we have to remember here. It's not about the boy that's trying to compete in women's sports. It's about the girls that belong there. We're talking with Hazel Stabler, who's running for USD 259 Wichita School Board. Hazel, let me ask you this. I've looked at you've got two other folks running for this seat. The KNEA and the KASB I guarantee you they're going to be all in for one of your opponents, Holly Terrell. She's a radical liberal who fully supports critical race theory, mask mandates, transgender policies. She has advocated for raising taxes in order to increase funding to schools. She's basically your polar opposite.
Exactly.
It is so important. We just talked to Mark Levin. We've talked to Dave Traubert. I cannot tell people who are looking at these races or who may not vote, how important it is that we get out and vote for conservative candidates who share our philosophies, because if we don't make these changes at the local level, at the school board level, nothing's going to change. And your opponent, Holly Terrell, she is a perfect example. She will, if you think it's bad now, she makes Bernie Sanders look moderate. I mean, she's radically left.
Yeah. I don't know a lot about her. All I know about the incumbent Ron Rosales is that he's a school teacher and he has served on the school board for the last 3 years.
And he seems fine. I really think that the KNEA is going to back Terrell. She fits right into their ideological profile. She's so far left. I have a feeling that's the way they'll go, but it's just people need to understand, and same with the incumbent. I mean, he's going to rubber stamp. They're taught to support their superintendents.
Right, that's
not the way to need to go. We need to get, if you want change, you have to vote for new candidates. You have to vote in new ideas.
We need new board members who are willing to listen, and we need people who are bold, and we're not afraid to ask questions, and we need to make these things happen. Everyone needs to vote November 2nd. And as a matter of fact, you mentioned there are four candidates. The three other candidates are Kathy Bond, Diane Albert,
yes,
Brent Davis. And everybody needs to get out. And it's imperative that everyone votes. I know that they say this is there's a light turnout for school board races. But hopefully this year, considering what's going on right now, that we'll have a better turnout, a big turnout, actually.
Well, we've had all four of you on the show now, and we're going to have a forum, try and bring all of you together and have you all on again before the November election. But it is so important that we elect conservatives. It would be a phenomenal accomplishment for Republicans to come out and change up the Wichita School Board. I think we would see major changes and major improvements, frankly, at USD 259 if we did that.
Definitely.
If folks are interested, if they want to help out, if they want to volunteer or door knock or donate, they can find you on Facebook at Stabler for Schools on Facebook. It's S-T-A-B-L-E-R for Schools on Facebook, correct?
Yes, that's right.
Hazel, I appreciate you. Thank you again for joining us tonight. Thank you for running. Carry on the fight. Keep up the good work.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. We'll take a quick break, and then I want to hear from you. Our studio lines are open, 316-869-1330. Give us a call. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. We'll be back right after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.